From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
Here we are in October, and after the party in the park, the Rolling Stone special, the Pink Floyd reissues, and the new tour of Hair, I think we're done remembering the 40th anniversary of the fabled Summer of Love. But the weather's still fine, and should be for a while, so I'm thinking about the Indian Summer of Love. What was that? Well, I'm of the generation that just missed out on flower power. I was a child all through the 70s, and by the time I was aware of it, the counterculture was the popular culture, and it was awful. To a 70s tween like me, the clothes young people wore were gruesome, their music pompous, and their ambitions dulled by a drug culture of blank hedonism. So what did my generation do? In 1977, we went punk. We ditched the flares, we shaved our hair, en masse we joined bands whose music, like our idols, The Clash, The Sex Pistols, The Ramones, was refreshingly nasty, brutal, and short. On its face, our revolt against hippiedom wasn't so much an Indian summer of love as a fall of rage. Presented with a youth culture that no longer spoke to us, that seemed impotent against stagflation, gas rationing, and the rise of the new right, we demanded and then made our own youth culture. Metaphorically, an Indian summer is something that blooms late, but blooms nonetheless. It's something you appreciate knowingly. You know it won't be endless. You know how fleeting good times can be. The punk youthquake, born of kids growing up amid 60s fallout, was no summer of love. But if we were too cynical for that, our culture was born of love of other kinds. Firstly for music, then for honesty about the state of the world. And I think we knew, too, that sometimes the proper product of love is outrage. With the generation that spawned the counterculture now in charge of the world, and when we can plainly see a cold winter of troubles ahead for our planet, perhaps this Indian summer, we as a culture, could do worse than recall not just the summer of love, but the furious passion of the late blooming punks that followed. With a perspective, I'm Simon Firth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.